Welcome everyone to day 22 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat, letting go of the day you've already had. Plumbers, obsessing about troublesome students, breakfast, no breakfast, cold, whatever it is. See if you can just let go of that and settle into how things are for you right now. Maybe nothing bad is actually happening right now. And continuing our discussion of right action, today's topic is refraining from taking intoxicants to the point of heedlessness. I was doing some research this morning and I love that kind of phrase. So we're not really talking about just having a glass of wine at dinner. We're talking about, I want to kind of expand the topic as I do. And talk about all the ways in which we do too much or take in too much, or really, and particularly the ways in which we use substances, behaviors to separate ourselves from ourselves or from others. You could also think about it in the ways in which we just numb ourselves. So that can be, for example, in my life, too many episodes of Station 19, a show I don't even particularly like, but will watch for hours. But also all the ways in which we get intoxicated by our sense of importance, or our sense of being busy, or wanting to get everything done on the do list, another particular favorite of mine. But we just get caught up in these ways of sort of trying to make ourselves feel secure or numbed out. And that it can be either one, right? Thinking about all those ways, you know, Pema Chodron has this wonderful quote. I just thought about this. She says, going for the second piece of chocolate cake is not what we mean by self-care. Right? So ways in which we just kind of get intoxicated, particularly, you know, the ways in which we numb ourselves out and separate ourselves from ourselves and from others. That's a heavy topic. So I want to invite you to just, in a gentle, kind to yourself way, just look at the ways in which you check out. Ways in which you check out. So let's check in. Let's practice. So again, taking your seat, feeling that sense of groundedness, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, sense of presence. From that groundedness, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening. Connecting to our sense of care for ourselves and others. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and presence of our practice together.